If I might introduce myself, my name is Soledad Gutierrez, and I'm the curator of this exhibition, Filtrations, or SIP, sorry, that is an exhibition of the work of Nasrin Tabatabai and Babak Afrasiabi. They are here today to explain or to let us know, let us discuss with them what this project is about. Basically, the idea is that they are going to explain the project, where does it come from, how it's been developed, and how it is and rooted within their work. And of course, it is totally open. You are here to make as many questions as you would like. And please join us in this conversation. It's not just a speech or a talk. It's a conversation between all of us. And I just wanted to say that SIP is a project that talks about the process of construction, or the process of construction of modernity in Iran, but understood it not as a geographical place, but as a sample of how modernity is being built in relation to globalization, in relation to the process of construction of modernization. And also, it's interesting, this project, because it opens up two ideas. One is the connection of modernity with the artistic practice. That is something that the museum has worked already in many exhibitions like Modernologies or other projects, but also how you can develop further the idea of archive and how the archive can become a material for the work in order to produce a new kind of artistic language. And I think those three ideas are really important to understand the project we are about to learn about. So thank you very much, and I leave you with Nasrin and Babak.
Okay, thank you, Soledad, and thank you to all of you to be here today. We are going to be, of course, brief, because we want to leave some space for interpretation, for your own interpretation. I say briefly about the background of this project. We were in 2010. We visited BP archive, British Petroleum archive, several times, and in that period, of course, I have to explain first. This archive is an archive that covers the history of British Petroleum operation in Iran from 1908 to 1951, and then from visiting that archive, we encountered many different materials. Textual, imagery, and films, photography, but at the end we decided to not really work with the material directly, not to bring the material directly to the exhibition or to any project, but have our own interpretation or our own ways of dealing with the materials. The first project was called Two Archives, and this project was in this project we had a series of letters, as you see here, from and these letters were about a film production of a film in 1951 that I'm a bit getting. You want
to? Yeah, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to say, actually, it's a long process of working on this project. I mean, it started with as Nasrin said, with two archives. And the reason that project was called Two Archives was because it had two focus points. One was the archive of the British Petroleum. And the other one was, in fact, the collection of the Western collection of the Tehran Museum of Contemporary Art, which was put together in 1978, just 2 years, 77 actually. It was started in 77, just before the revolution in Iran, which was in 79. And for us, what was important was to bring these two moments in the development and the construction of the experience of modernity in Iran together. But as Nasrin said, the idea was not to bring the actual archives together, but to construct a certain narrative, a certain storyline, if you will, between the two. And by investigating and researching more the let's say the condition, the historical conditions of these two archives, the one or the collection and the archive, we realized that there is one thing, one very important thing that they have in common, and it is that both at a certain moment were interrupted by some social and political event. The BP archive started in 1908 and continued until 51, and at that year was the beginning of the nationalization of the oil in Iran. And of course, you have to know that the British Petroleum at the time, which found the first oil in the Middle East, had it's owned basically most of the oil reservoirs in south of Iran, and it actually also had the monopoly over the whole landscape there. And throughout the whole process of operation, they developed an extensive and a very detailed archive about their own operation, but also about the development of the one of the biggest refineries in southwest of Iran, but also the building of a very complex industrial town, Abadan, around the refinery. Well, actually the refinery is right in the middle. Anyhow, that in 1951, with the uprising of the workers in southwest of Iran, and also the push by the recently elected government in Iran for the nationalization of the oil, the British had to withdraw, and then finally they evacuated the country. So in fact, at that moment, the archive was interrupted and stopped precisely at that moment. So when you visit the archive of the British Petroleum, especially the part which belongs to their operation in southwest of Iran, you see that it actually stops at that moment. And the collection of the Western art collection in the museum in Tehran somehow also was inaugurated with the building of the museum in 1978, and a year after was the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and the collection had to be withdrawn into the basement, into the depot of the museum, which only came out 20 years later for the first time, and after that only gradually, partially was exhibited. So for us, we look at we situate our work between these two archives, but within those moments of interruption or suspension of the archive, of the two archives, maybe. Yeah.
Did you say something about this?
No, I didn't say. No. So maybe you can continue.
Because what I want to say is that from the project Two Archives that we did, the previous project that we did with these two archives, there was a series of letters which is communication between the British Petroleum authorities and a director who was sent to Iran to make a film about BP operation, but at the same time about Iran itself, about the country, people, and so it was a big plan for a big movie. And we found these letters in the archive, and we realized that this making of this film was interrupted by the uprisings at that particular moment, at 1951, which ended up to nationalization of oil. So the film was situated in a very disputed moment in the history of Iran and history of Iran with the British Petroleum. And we presented these letters in among other objects in two archives, but when we decided to do a follow-up of the project, we thought that, okay, we put aside the other things that we did there, and we start actually from this series of letters, and one of these letters, which is written by the director to the BP authorities, is about the obstacles that he encountered in Iran while he was filming, and he was sent there to shoot the scenes, and So he speaks about unfilmability of many of the materials, which this inspired us to make this film that you see here, the first film of the video of the installation. So we enter the installation actually through this film, which the director is a letter made by the written by the director, and we constructed through a kind of inside indoor situation with decors and materials that actually were let's say inspired by again by the materials that we found in the archive. Furnitures or things that we somehow during the visit of the archive we saw, and we decided to just do the this video through this through making this decor and showing the some of the materials of the archive through this video. And what I want to say is that actually when the director speaks about unfilmability in this video, in fact, he is also speaking about impossibility of continuation of the archive. Since he was sent to make a film in Iran that was confronted totally with the situation that the obstacles and situations that didn't allow him to make the film that he actually intended to do. In fact, for us, was as if he was only moving around the limited possibilities of the archive was offering him. In fact, he was there to film the archive, and since the archive was ending, therefore, the fiction of producing this archive and the, let's say, the modernity and modernization that was coming with it was also going towards the end.
Maybe so, I should add something that it's important that it was actually, he was sent to make a technical film. And it was to be the first and then the last technical film that was produced in Iran. And of course, I think looking at the archives when we were in the UK, there were no color images.
This
would have been, let's say, the first technical film. And actually, the film was made finally in a very short, in a shorter compromised version, and it was called The Persian Story, and. Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
I finished with
okay.
Briefly that a lot of materials that are we used in this in other way they we spread it in the exhibition space. So it's just what you see is as if you start from the film and go towards the end of the exhibition, you will encounter with many of the materials that was already here. Of course, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but
because also there is the second film that is connected to this film.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to talk about
the movie? Yeah, maybe before we go to the second film, maybe we talk about the next step. I mean, this is the it's a model based on the Museum of Contemporary Art in Tehran, and but. What it is that, of course, you will recognize this from the title of the work, but it only focuses on the passages or the ramps and the corridors of the museum, and it kind of disregards the exhibition spaces or the spaces of the so-called the spaces of presentation. And what is interesting about the building, about the architecture of the museum, is that it begins from the ground floor and it descends into the ground, basically. So there is actually one ground floor, and then from there you enter the galleries one by one by descending, in fact. And then you end up with the depot or the storage of the museum. And for us, actually, the the focus of the architecture, the focus on the architecture of this, in fact, the infrastructure of the museum was in a kind of an allusion to the collection, to the collection in its withdrawal. So in a way, it is in that way that you can say that this this object or this kind of approach to the collection relates to the archive of the BP. So in a way, you have as I said early on, you have two collections or two archives which are suspended. But with this project, we want to follow on what was left behind, what was interrupted. But follow on, not in the completion of the narrative, but maybe a possibility of another reinterpretation of that experience based on the notion of withdrawal and the notion of unfilmability, which was something that that is proposed, in fact, by that director. So in a way, you could say that the voice of the director is quite, or the, or that letter is quite vital in this installation, or at least is a kind of an introduction to the whole installation.
And also, if I may say something, I think that something that it's interesting about the building that also it's connected in a way that makes a connection with the two archives is like they are talking about two different aspects of modernization or the development of modernity in the countries. First is an industrial modernity that brings an industrial revolution and that makes like the people, I mean the country to develop economically, or it's supposed to make the people develop economically. And the other one is also the modernity or the urbanism and the architecture that creating that ideal or that aesthetics development in a way that, I mean, if you look at that, this building corresponds to it's really inspired by Le Corbusier and other modernist architects, that it's something that we have also lived here in our country in terms of like developing a sense of architecture, a sense of being modern, that it's shared by many different countries and many different places. That I think that's interesting, that kind of displaces also the attention to the country and focuses also on the process of modernization and how it's implemented in different countries in different moments.
Yeah, I mean, in that sense, you can say that the collection, in fact, became contemporary. I mean, it was there is, in fact, a list of the collection there.
An ongoing list.
An ongoing list because it's a huge collection and it's hard to know what is actually in the collection. It's never really made public. So I mean, throughout the past year, we've been collecting whatever catalog was ever published or whatever information is online or printed, to complete this possible list, and so that list is a kind of a list in progress. But what is interesting is that by acquiring this collection, which is begins from the late 19th century and ends with the late 70s. So you have works, very, very contemporary works from, mostly from America and Europe, and very contemporary works from Jackson Pollock to Andy Warhol to Duchamp, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you will read the list, but what is interesting is that the works were, in fact, or the collection was somehow in denial of its immediate surrounding, socio-political surrounding, and you can say that it became contemporary, in fact, when it was withdrawn into the cellar. So in a way, it is for us also this question of the contemporariness, where do you locate it? And archives are actually objects that relate us to history, but they each archive, of course, has a history of its own at the same time. So the question is that maybe for us was how does our practice as artists basically, I mean, it is a personal question maybe, but how these two archives and their conditions in particular connect us to history or connect us to history of contemporary art in general. So.
Well, there's another piece is a video which is projected there that documents our trip to Southwest Iran, which actually is a recent trip in this year, which actually the location of the archive. So in the video we see some people are in search of the oil seepage, and I think we should let the...
the film speak, I think so,
yeah,
too.
This is a kind of film that is...
It speaks by its own, because it's like kind of... You see images of the oil ships coming out to the water, and also the locations that that film, the Persian story, would have. But also what I think it's interesting from that video is that it gives title to the exhibition, and there is a reason why it gives title to the exhibition, because, and maybe you can explain it, the connection between the different elements and how in the end the own exhibition and the own content of the archives, it becomes a ship itself.
Yeah, this was what we spoke with Soledad about, that the ship, although is also the content of the exhibition, and it's something which we thought about in terms of all the works, but at the same time, I was telling to Soledad that the materials that are starting and coming out of the video in a way and spread around in the space somehow for us is as if this material are seep into one another, and it would be some difficult to distinguish between a BP archive or a material from the museum at the end. So that was somehow the idea of how to the distribution of the material in the space and relation that was created. Also, for us had this association with SIP and sipage or sipping.
And also something that I think it's really interesting in your practice is like the exhibitions are not the only, or the production of the works are not the only. It's connected to the magazine, to Pages magazine that you founded in 2004. Now it's been published number 8, and you're working on number 9 that will deal about the two archives.
Yeah.
And how do you see the connection of, between the magazine and the projects like the exhibitions?
I think most of the issues that we deal with the materials, especially in this recent with the editing process of the magazine, especially in these recent years, are in a different way practiced in our own work as artists. So, as I said before, that the things that, for example, the topics that we worked with in the magazine with was translation, history, archive, eventual spaces, which actually refers to a space of art and condition of a space of art inside Iran. And so if you just by the titles of the magazine, you can see how we were working since 2004, and especially this, I would say these last years, how the connection become more and more strong in terms of how you edit a magazine and how at the same time you develop a project which might seem different in language, but at the end there is a strong connection between all the materials. And I don't know if I answered you.
Yes, you have done it. I don't know if, do you want to say anything? Are there any questions or any? Yes, please. The tent.
Ah, the tents.
That's also part of, that's in the, but of course not, it's not complete there, because there was with the cloth on it, and so, but part of it came out. So that's also part of the film. Nothing is here that except model and the list that it's not in the film. So everything came from there.
What year is this architecture made?
The building was finished in 78. And it got inaugurated, the museum was inaugurated also with the collection. So the collection was open to the public with the museum. That's part of the collection, yeah. Yes. It was opened in 78, as I said, but then and it was made public. It was the permanent collection. Was supposed to be on permanent display, but it was withdrawn into the cellar, into the storage of the museum for 20 years, and then it was exhibited in 1999 for the first time.
And what kind of collection exhibitions did they arrange 20 years later?
20 years later with the collection, you mean? I mean, it's partially displayed, sometimes it's in combination with the collection of the Iranian art, Iranian contemporary art. Sometimes on its own. Just recently, there was an exhibition of pop art, which included pop art paintings or prints, silkscreen prints from the collection.
Maybe only four times has been exhibited, not regularly. And
maybe
also,
four or five times they have been exhibited in the last 32 years, let's say.
Yeah. And also one of the things that the two archives share is like the span of their activity is one century, because the British Petroleum Archives covers like the first half of the century, and then the Contemporary Art Museum deals with the second part of it. So in the end, it's one century of transformation or the process of modernization during one century that I think it covers up, like kind of, as you said before, like great events within the history of Iran. Mm-hmm.